This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will discuss buying the former Washington Elementary School for $70,000. Washington will close this summer, and students from there will go on to the Menominee School. After developers passed on buying the school, the city stepped in. The plan is to have the city buy the school and then work with Habitat for Humanity to renovate the school into housing units and also build some homes on the school grounds. The school board must also approve the plan. The council is also expected to give the go-ahead to another No Mow May. The program allows homeowners to let their grass grow during May in an effort to help out bees and other pollinators. It's received mixed reviews over the years. Homeowners who opt into the No Mow May program will again have to register their yards with the city. Work is wrapping up on the former Best Western Premier Waterfront Hotel downtown. The hotel will reopen as a Marriott property soon. The hotel was purchased by a Chicago group last year. A check of their website shows they're taking reservations starting on April 15th. Page 2, Oshkosh police are investigating the death of a 68-year-old woman. She was found yesterday on Venture Drive, no foul play expected. And they also are identifying a body found in Lake Butamore as 27-year-old Aaron Daly. He was last seen last December. Some big news from EAA. They now have confirmed that the final two airworthy World War II B-29 bombers, Doc and Fifi, will be a part of Air Venture coming up this summer. The citywide brew is being featured during Craft Beer Week. It's getting great reviews. The IPA is available at 36 area businesses. There's also a chance to get some prizes when you enjoy the citywide brew. Residents are invited to participate in the 2024 Oshkosh Community Survey. The survey seeks residents' opinion on a range of issues. You can register for the survey at Polco. And today is the final day to sign up for the Chamber's Senior Talent Track. If you have entry-level jobs that are full-time with benefits and pay about $16 an hour, then you can sign up for the program. It gives you a chance to meet with area high school seniors who have not made post-graduation plans just yet. The event will take place later this month at the Convention Center. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton has now set a new single-season assist record for the Indiana Pacers. And former Oshkosh North coach Steve Jorgensen has been inducted into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week. Always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.